This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar and his Ukrainian counterpart Dmytro Kuleba discussed the ongoing Russian-Ukraine conflict and its wider ramifications in a meeting in New Delhi today. In a social media post, Dr. Jaishankar said he spoke on global and regional issues of mutual interest. He reiterated India's commitment to strengthen the overall relationship, including bilateral cooperation. In his opening statement during the meeting, Dr. Jaishankar said the Ukraine Foreign Minister's visit gives the opportunity to understand the situation in Ukraine. He said in recent months they have had interactions at various levels and some bilateral mechanisms have also met, which have created a momentum in bilateral relations. The Ukrainian Foreign Minister arrived in India yesterday on a two-day visit. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that digital public infrastructure is a big requirement in itself and the government is extending digital facilities to all villages. Interacting with philanthropist Bill Gates, he said technology can play a big role in agriculture, health and education sectors. On artificial intelligence or AI, Mr. Modi said, if we rely on AI out of laziness, then it is the wrong path. He added that if used as a magic tool, then AI will perhaps lead to grave injustice. He said, AI is a very good tool, but if it is given to someone without proper training, it is likely to be misused. He suggested that there should be clear watermarks on AI-generated content so that nobody is misguided. The Prime Minister said the government is committed to ensuring that emerging talent from within the community can continuously contribute and enhance its value to foster trust in technology among people. The Election Commission's C-Vigil app is a hit with voters, with over 79,000 violations reported so far through the complaints app since the announcement of general elections. EC said in a statement that over 99% complaints have been resolved and close to 89% of these complaints have been resolved within 100 minutes. More than 58,500 complaints received are against illegal hoardings and banners. More than 1,400 complaints received pertain to money, gifts and liquor distribution. Close to 3% of the complaints pertain to defacement of property. Out of the 535 complaints received for display of firearms and intimidation, 529 have already been resolved. 1,000 complaints reported were for campaigning beyond the prohibited period, including use of speakers beyond permitted time. In Bihar, the opposition Grand Alliance today announced seat-sharing agreement for the 40 parliamentary constituencies among Congress, RJD and left parties. According to the seat-sharing deal, Lalu Prasad-led RJD will contest 26 seats, whereas Congress will field 9 candidates and 5 seats have been given to left parties. In view of seat distribution, the CPI-ML will contest on 3 seats and 1 each will be contested by CPI-M and CPI. The seat sharing was announced by leaders of the Grand Alliance in Patna at a joint press conference. Barring some seats, Congress and RJD will contest on the same seats which were contested by these parties in the 2019 Lok Sabha elections. Out of 26, the RJD candidates have already filed nominations for the 4 Lok Sabha seats of Aurangabad, Nawada, Jamui and Gaya in the first phase. The government has ordered mandatory declaration of stock position of wheat. Consumer Affairs, Food and Public Distribution Ministry today said traders, wholesalers, retailers, big chain retailers and processors in all states and union territories have to declare their stock position of wheat with effect from the 1st of April till further orders. It said the decision has been taken in order to manage the overall food security and to prevent hoarding and unscrupulous speculation. The combined index of 8 core industries of the country witnessed a 3-month high growth of 6.7% in February this year in comparison to the same period last year. The Ministry of Commerce and Industry said production of coal, natural gas, cement, steel, crude oil, electricity and refinery products recorded a positive growth in February 2024. And with that, we end this news bulletin.